Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the latest unsolved mysteries, the worst first date experiences, we try to invent a sex toy bop it, and we give our thoughts on the first few episodes of Canada's Drag Race. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, boy.
Howdy ho. Hey.
Hey, little cutie, come and whisper in my ear.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
How are
That's
you?
Giving me everything.
Come on, girl. Give us nothing. How are you?
Give us nothing. I think I just put the what's it called? No noise.
Yeah.
Noise canceling function on these headphones.
Yeah. How's that working out for
now
you?
Not great.
Oh.
now I sound very weird to myself in my own head.
Well,
and I can't find the button.
Okay. Do you want us to take a moment? Do you need me to what do you want me to do about it? Do you want me to step away?
No. I was worried because a man was in my house fixing our carbon monoxide detector because it broke. It just kept beeping.
Sounds like my house, to be honest.
I mean, really, to be honest.
I almost sent you in the care package that I sent you a brand new fire smoke detector.
You really?
But I thought I had bought a carbon monoxide detector. So I didn't. It was a smoke detector. And now I have it and I still haven't returned it. But then I was like, oh, maybe I'll just send it to Corey. But then I didn't do that.
Ugh, well,
great
send it back.
Story, I know.
Well, I mean, yeah, he came. So he was here.
Was he hot?
So I was trying to. No.
Oh.
He was wearing a mask.
That's hot.
That's hot. But he was all, why do you have a smoke detector in your kitchen?
What do you mean?
And I said, I don't own this house. I just rent it.
Okay.
Then he goes, well, smoke detectors in the kitchen are bad because they usually just go off all the time while you're cooking. And I said, yeah, mine fucking goes off all the time while I'm cooking.
So did he offer to like move it for you or what's the deal?
Yeah. So he moved it into the hallway by my bedroom.
That's better, I guess.
Hey, well.
Well, what if you do have a fire in the kitchen though?
I guess I'll put it out. Stop, drop, and roll, baby.
Okay. Have you ever put out a fire?
Like a camping, I think.
Okay.
You know, you like dump water on it.
Yeah. Have you ever had like a fire that was out of control? Like a grease fire?
Not that I can think of. I mean, that sounds very much something that would go down in your kitchen.
No, I just got rid of all the grease on my stove because somebody was like, you have a lot of grease on your stove. And I was like, is that a problem? And they said, grease fires. I didn't know.
Very dangerous.
Well, that's what I've been up to. What have you, I mean, what I'm have sure, you been up to?
I mean, I'm sure I worked in the food industry for a long time. I must have seen a kitchen fire or two.
Oh, certainly.
I mean, we had a burning barrel growing up.
What does that mean? like a actual barrel in your backyard?
Yeah, and you would like burn boxes and stuff.
No.
Probably not the best for the environment.
Yeah, that's got to be like ozone layer.
Oh my God.
Hey, what's the ozone layer? Do you know her?
I don't know. I don't know.
Should we learn?
I know O-Town.
Yeah, who's in O-Town? Anybody?
Ashley Parker Angel.
Yeah, I saw him at the gym a couple years back. He looked fine.
And?
He looked good. I think he's off Broadway now. Maybe on Broadway.
I think in our first year of doing Psychobabble, we got an email from his team asking if he should guest on the show.
Well, did we end up doing that?
We sure didn't.
Okay, so I'm on the ozone layer's Wikipedia. It's a region of the Earth's stratosphere that absorbs most of the sun's ultraviolet radiation. Okay, so we love it. We appreciate it.
Yeah, isn't it like dying or something?
It's definitely, yeah, I think we're doing things that are...
From my burning barrel.
Yeah. We're definitely doing things that are not good for the ozone layer. I haven't heard much ozone layer lately. Have you?
No.
I feel like I used to learn...
Black holes, ozone, clouds.
Ozone layer used to have a lot of press back when we were little, but now not so much.
Yeah. Maybe it's just all lumped into global warming.
Global warming. Maybe.
It's an unsolved mystery, you know?
I haven't tuned into Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix. It came back, or is it a revamp?
I mean, it's new to Netflix, but it was a revamp.
Okay.
You didn't watch any of it?
No.
There's a really good alien episode I think you would enjoy.
I think my problem with it is if it's unsolved, wouldn't I not feel resolved?
I mean, they put up those, I've watched every episode and I thoroughly enjoyed it, but I always enjoyed the original, Unsolved Mysteries as well. But, yeah, they just put up like a tip line at the end and they're like, please help us catch these murderers.
Okay.
Or if you know anything about the disappearance, the alien one I thought was very great. But then I got on Twitter to read and people were debating that it was, what's that, like mass hysteria?
Okay.
But like, I believed everybody. It was like some small town in Massachusetts all saw like a big old spaceship and they all had their stories about it.
I saw some like a green light in the sky once. And then I got on Twitter. And
that was a laser pointer.
I got on Twitter and everyone was tweeting about it. And I said, see? Or something.
And what was it?
The whole sky lit up.
Everyone's like, oh, Elon Musk up to playing with his toys again.
Yeah, shit like that. When that all happens, it's like we're getting gaslit.
Yeah, it's Elon Musk wants you to think that he's not an alien.
Okay, well, we're all aliens. We are all aliens. To the aliens, we're the aliens.
We are the aliens. Just living on Alien Alley. So you're not going to watch any of the Unsolved Mysteries?
No, but you know what I did just start last night?
What?
Game of Thrones.
Oh my God.
I started it.
And?
I started it. I'm one episode in. A lot of straight people, a lot of incest. That's all I have so far.
Are you hooked?
Based on those two things alone, no.
Were there like a bunch of puppies in the first one?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I remember, and I never even knew if that was the pilot, but I'm like, all that happens in the first season is that all those kids each get a dog.
Well, that already happened in the first episode, so spoiler.
Well, that's all I really remember from the first episode.
Well, I'll report back as things progress, but
do you think you're going to keep it up?
Hell no.
Don't believe this for you. Yeah.
I'm trying
Are you bored already?
Yeah, I'm trying to explain to the person who's making me watch new programs that I have a hard time focusing.
That you get bored easily?
I want to finish it something before I start the new next thing because I know I'll never finish Pose because now I've started something else. And
oh my God.
And we started Rick and Morty. So I'm kind of like, I just want to watch one thing through at a time.
Yeah. You're doing this all wrong.
I know.
You can't just be jumping all over the place.
Do you watch Rick and Morty?
Never.
Okay. Well, I really like it. I think you might too.
I don't know who Rick is. I mean, I could pick him out of a lineup, but I don't know which one's Rick and I don't know which one's Morty.
Honestly, I don't.
But
I don't know
either
their yet.
Fans love it.
I think you would like it. I laugh out loud multiple times.
I'm not big on cartoons.
Okay, well, you don't gotta be. You watch that.
It's like people are always like, watch South Park, watch Bob's Burgers.
Who is telling you to watch South Park?
Watch people. Mm. They're like South Park, straight people. They're like, South Park's still funny. Mm,
it's a lot of, I just imagine it's a lot of suck it jokes. You know? I just have very vivid memories of being on the playground talking about South Park, all the guys being all suck it. And like,
that,
you know?
I thought, didn't, I thought a wrestler invented suck it.
What do you mean? Which one?
X-Pac.
X-Pac. No.
Didn't X-Pac the wrestler invent X-Pac the wrestler?
I've never heard of X-Pac. WWE? What's his backstory?
Well, bitch, there is an 11-minute video called The Life and Career of X-Pac.
I'm good on that
His name is Sean Walton, and I swear he invented Suck It.
Okay.
X-Pac the Wrestler.
Can you imagine if that's your legacy? You're responsible for Suck It?
Well, yeah, there's also a YouTube video here called X-Pac's First Suck It.
No! Oh, so it was like his catchphrase.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he would do the like arms, you know, the like arms across the like suck it.
Yes. Yeah, I do. I do. It's like you take it's like karate chops with both hands.
Yeah.
Toward the
crisscross applesauce.
Yes, toward the opposite knee.
It's like the Macarena of wrestling.
Okay. I think. Okay. What about doing that hand movement says fellatio?
All eyes on the crotch, because you're like crisscross and your hands across your dick.
I guess.
And you're all,
because
suck it.
Your hands
are kind of pointing down.
Yeah. You're kind of like outlining.
Should we invent?
Outlining the shaft, kind of.
Should we start doing like a reverse suck it, where we do the hands behind the back over our butts? No, like behind, like you're getting handcuffed.
Eat it.
And you're doing like, eat it.
Rim it.
I mean, I guess suck it if you want.
Rim it almost sounds like ribbit.
Well, maybe then we stick with suck it from the back.
Ew, I guess I hate, I'm imagining, like, okay, when suck it was first a thing, before it became ironic, were people exclaiming?
Is it ironic? People still say suck it, meaning to suck
who?
It. I feel like straight guys still are all like, suck it.
Who? Is it?
Probably people in Walmart not wearing masks are telling people to suck it.
If somebody, yes, that is the clientele. If somebody were to exclaim suck it to me in a way that clearly they're angry,
I would say, okay, let me add it.
I would say present it.
I whip it out.
Whip it out. Dip dong dingle it. Get it. Out.
Spread it.
Spread it.
Don't tell me to suck it if you don't want me to.
Careful what you wish for, babe.
I think that's what they say.
Okay. I'd like to know if anybody out there has any experience. Has anybody heard somebody in the real world use suck it
recently?
Yeah.
God, do you think it died in the early 2000s, shortly after X-Pac's career?
I know I did.
I think, I mean, early 2000s, there were a lot of like X-Pac.
Stop.
DMXs.
You're really pushing X-Pac. What is that? What is X-Pac?
Listen, that's his name. That's the guy.
I don't know him.
He had long hair. He was all suck it.
No.
I watched wrestling. Didn't you know this? I watched wrestling in 2002, 2003 only, I think.
Well,
that was it.
Suck it. Okay, so suck it's out. Rim it.
What's in?
Eat it. It's just almost an updated bop it. To me, I find.
I think, did suck it walk so bop it could run?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe there needs to be a sex toy that is like the bop it of sex.
I think that's what a fleshlight is.
Stick it. Plunge it.
Are fleshlights like bop its?
If a fleshlight had more uses than just to like fuck it. You can only stick it in. What else are you going to do? It's not like you can, like, I guess, some fleshlights have lips and then some have, like, a butthole.
Yeah,
some
have, like, a vagina.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you can do anything with it. I know of someone who told me they washed theirs in the dishwasher.
Okay.
So it's not like you can only do one thing. Well,
okay, by that logic, I'm saying like with the intended use of it. By that logic, you could do a lot of things with your fleshlight. You could go to the park. You could read it a book. You could
have a picnic.
You could
take it on a roller coaster.
Use it to clean utensils. You really could do a lot with it. I'm talking sex wise.
I don't know. I've never seen one in person.
You could make out with it, I guess. Get a little kiss.
With which version?
Little kisses. With the one with the lips. Yeah, I guess if you have one that's like the butthole, you could rim it.
You could reverse suck it.
Yeah. You could peg it.
I don't know. I think there's a lot you could do with it.
Okay.
Why do I still have Xbox? I have to close his Wikipedia.
If I had a if I had a fleshlight with lips on it, you could put a mask on it.
Maybe that's what we should do.
Is what?
Get.
I want you to have to say this out loud.
Get some fleshlight with lips and put masks on them and then tweet them at people who are refusing to wear masks and say it's not that hard.
Okay. Sure. Sure.
If my fleshlight can wear a mask, then you can. My fleshlight doesn't even have ears.
Okay. Oh, that is what fleshlights are missing.
Ears.
Yeah, I'm sure there's...
If it was just a mouth and ears.
No, I'm sure there's a fleshlight that is an ear that you could fuck. Maybe. Do y'all know what fleshlights are? Have we been going on about something that y'all don't know about?
I mean, at this point, I assume anytime anyone's listening to the show, they're just Googling the entire time or binging the whole time they're listening.
Yeah, they need to make a sex fleshlight version of Bop It. So whoever's out there that has the means, make this a thing for us. Thank you.
Have you seen everybody on Twitter, like, quote, tweeting their worst first date experiences?
No. Go on. Did one of my exes chime in?
All of them
okay.
did. No. It was like people, you know, when people are all, you got 280 characters to tell your worst date story. Yeah,
I feel like I tweeted this and then I used people's submissions as a video.
Well, I think you did.
I think I invented this. So go on.
Did you invent this meme?
Yeah.
No, I was just like, I've seen a lot of people that I follow posting it recently, and I thought, A, where did these people meet these people? And B, I think I've just really dodged a lot of bad date bullets.
Why? What are you seeing? What kind of dates are we talking?
Oh my God. Our mutual that we both know said that he went on a date and the whole time the guy thought he was Hispanic and our friend is Asian. And he kept like asking, they went bowling and he was like, do you want me to put the scoreboard in Spanish?
What?
And our friend was like, no. and he kept like calling him spicy.
What?
And then he was like, we should get horchata after this.
Oh my God.
And then finally our friend was like, I'm Asian. And then the guy like accused him of lying to him about his ethnicity and then like immediately ended the date.
Okay. That sounds... I have a few questions. First, I don't know what horchata is. So once you started talking about that, I started thinking, I don't know what that is. What is horchata?
It's a drink. I actually don't know either, but I know there's a Cardi B lyric that says, my pussy tastes like horchata and your pussy tastes like basura, which is trash. Which is trash.
You know about Lana Del Rey's pussy?
Does it taste like Diet Pepsi?
I think. I actually don't know if she's talking about hers or just anybody's or what was she talking about there? I never caught that.
I don't know. Well, horchata is a vanilla cinnamon drink made of rice is what Wikipedia is telling me. I honestly don't know either. Like I said, I only really know the Cardi B lyric.
You could use a fleshlight as a cup.
Oh my God.
And just put a straw into the fuckable.
The mouth?
Yeah, the mouth or the
opening.
Whatever you're doing right now with your chin, It's really changing your vocals, baby. You're giving me...
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, there we go. You're back. Thank you.
Why? What did I... Did I sound mask?
You were giving me crinkle cut, you know.
Fries?
No, just crinkle, crinkle.
Crinkle cut or crinkle uncut? We never discussed your terrible taste in potatoes.
Oh, you want to go there?
Yeah.
My biggest takeaway from my potato video was that there were a lot of potatoes that I missed. So I think I'm going to do a part two.
Oh, God. No, and actually, I thought we are actually very potato compatible because we're not going to want to eat each other's potatoes.
There you have it.
It's like when you tweet that your favorite popsicles are grape and then everyone tells you you're dumb and your replies, and I'm like, hi, I was just sharing what popsicles I like. If you want to eat the blue ones, go for it, baby.
Baby. Yeah, I don't want like competition. It's like when people are like, Gaga sucks. I'm like, okay, then don't come to the show. I'll have a closer spot up front. Thanks.
Front row seats.
Thank you.
With your horchata in hand.
Yes. Come on, horchata. What's the Gaga song? Americano. Mm-hmm. Delicious. Okay, what were...
Is that yours?
That's all I had to say about that. I was just watching the Joanne World Tour on YouTube.
6 foot one?
No. What?
Five foot two?
No, just the Joanne World Tour.
Oh, like somebody taped it illegally on their iPhone 4?
Yeah, well, it's somebody making the entire show from different angles that people have recorded from different, somebody's really busy. Anyway, it was great.
You know how I fucking feel about fucking people filming at concerts.
Go on.
I hate it.
Well, I think nowadays...
Put your phone down and watch the show.
Well, they got the last laugh because now they can go back and rewatch all the footage when there's going to be no concerts for the next 2 years.
No one's watching that. Didn't I tell you I went to... I once like ended up at a gay after party and somebody was like trying to put on a Beyonce Coachella performance. This was before you could actually just watch it on Netflix. And it was like...
Which I still haven't seen. I need to watch that.
You saw it live.
Oh, that's... Well... Subjective. I was there physically. I was present.
Well, no, it was at some like gay after party and someone put on like grainy Coachella Beyonce footage that was like captured on a cell phone and uploaded to YouTube. And everyone was looking around the room like, who put this on and why do they think anybody wants to watch this?
A lot of people have a lot of thoughts about what they need to play on the TV for everyone. Or when people try to take control of my Google Home and try to tell them what music to play next, I'm like, you really think you're in charge here? No.
Yeah.
All requests go through me.
I mean, gay after parties, I do miss them, but it's literally six gays in a room fighting over an Apple TV remote.
No, ma'am. Hey, you know what I did want to talk about? Canada's Drag Race.
Oh, she's seen some of it.
I'm caught up. I'm all caught up.
Okay.
Who do you love? Obviously, Jimbo.
Yeah, I love Jimbo. You're going to make me pull up the whole cast.
Well, I just pulled it up right now. I know I love Jimbo. I know I love Boa, actually, and Scarlet Bobo. I love Priyanka. I find her really charming. I liked Juicebox, but, you know. A lot of them I actually really like. And I tweeted something that somebody tried to, like, start shit with me about. But I tweeted, loving Canada's Drag Race. Like, something about how it's, like, rough around the edges in all the right ways. And in the not overproduced and fun and fresh and actually funny and blah, 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 blah. And somebody was like, rough around the edges is not a compliment. Why do people think America's... RuPaul's Drag Race is like the standard. And I kind of want to be like, well, it's the original of the series. So like, what else do you want me to have to compare it to? But what I meant by it is kind of like, it's not overly produced in the way that a lot of current Drag Race seasons in the US are nowadays. It's like people are showing up with full actualized drag as opposed to on Canada's Drag Race, people are kind of just bringing what they do and what they are. And then if it's not, you know, perfect, that's okay too.
So, yeah, I, I've been thoroughly enjoying Canada's Drag Race. My only I honestly was thinking that I don't necessarily like miss Rue. Like it kind of feels fresh with new judges and guest hosts, but I just I think Brooklyn and Jeffrey Boyer Chapman are trying too hard to emulate Rue exactly with like sayings and stuff, and I just wish they would show a little bit more of their like own personalities versus just trying to like repeat RuPaul lines with RuPaul inflections.
Yeah, I can hear that. I can see that. I think the problem is there are so many iconic phrases that are just a part of the Drag Race presentation that like it's hard to not hear them in RuPaul's inflection and tone and voice and like, you know what I mean? It's just like that's what we've
I'm like, keep the sayings, but just like make it different. You're just like, the fact that they're like inflecting the same way, I'm just like, ugh. I'm like, nobody wants to I personally don't want to hear someone else repeat one of Rue's iconic lines in a worse fashion than Rue does.
I don't mind it when it's, so what I do like about the judges is, so it's got Brooklyn Heights, Jeffrey Boyer Chapman, and Stacey McKenzie. Yes. Who's a model. I love Stacey. I think she always has like really good things to say.
She was on one of the like recent, I think it was actually like the last season of America's Next Top Model that they did. And I loved her on that too.
Oh, as like a judge?
Yeah, she was like helping. I don't remember if she was like a somebody full-time judge or if she was like a runway coach.
Gotcha.
But I always enjoyed her on that too.
Yeah, so I really like her. I like Jeffrey. The only problem I have with Brooklyn Heights, I think she's great, obviously. I think she has the talent and blah, 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 blah. And, like, I kind of have a... RuPaul is... There's distance between RuPaul and the contestants. And you can feel that and you understand the seniority. I don't know if that comes across with Brooklyn Heights yet. Maybe that'll happen in, like, if the show
continues. Do you think you
miss
that? Because I actually thought you were going to say that you like how almost like more playful they are with the contestants and how it seems like a closer camaraderie. Because I actually, that's how I've been interpreting it. Like, I actually like how playful both Jeffrey and Brooklyn are with the contestants. And it seems like they kind of get rid of that gap, which I like. Personally,
I think that's all fun and great until those are the people that quote like seem to have the authority to crush someone's dream.
I get what you're saying. It's like,
or to choose who does better drag. It's like, I don't know if they to me have the authority to make those choices, but like does Rue? I don't know, but she's definitely asserted herself as a mother figure and somebody who it would not be a contestant on the show, the person who like owns the show. I don't know if Brooklyn to me yet is distant enough from like somebody who's been doing gigs with all of these contestants. Does that make sense? Like
I hear you.
So that is the one challenge for me, but I think she'll gain authority over time. Yeah. We'll see.
We will see.
I do think every lip sync so far on Canada's Drag Race has been better than almost every lip sync on All Stars. And that's that on that.
Well, that just goes back to like the whole thing. Like, I've never been really a fan of the lip sync for your legacy because, yes, you're getting a cash prize, but there's not as much at stake as being eliminated. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
they're not putting it all on the floor, on the dance floor.
Right. People are like fighting for their lives to stay in this competition. And I think when there's that much more to win or lose, I think it always will make for a better lip sync versus just two people lip syncing for $10,000.
I'm mystified by Jimbo. Jimbo is my favorite.
I think we all are.
Very much gives me Jinx Monsoon vibes. Like, you never know what she's going to say next, type of, like, character-driven...
Jinx mixed with Tammy Brown.
Absolutely. That is exactly it.
I could see that.
But yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's like when I was watching UK Drag Race, it makes me feel like it's, like, still fresh and not people coming on knowing exactly how they want to deliver themselves. It's like people are I don't know, a little bit more real, if that's...
Do you think Scarlett Bobo looks like Davina DeCampo?
Scarlett Bobo, which one? I'm looking.
I was debating it with my roommate because I see it, but
I don't,
he does it.
Oh, Scarlett Bobo, is that the one that came in with the green hair in the first episode, maybe? She really gives me...
I think so.
She gives me...
it's been so long. How can I remember?
She gives me... kind of Trinity vibes? Is that who I'm thinking?
Okay, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very plastic.
Hey, P.S., did you, like, in All-Stars, in the final four, before it became the final three, did you not think that Blair was giving a very, oh, who's that, like, that UK drag queen that was, like, the puppy...
Fraidy Cat?
Scaredy Cat or whatever. Yeah. She really looked like Scaredy Cat. Was it Scaredy Cat? I think it was Scaredy Cat. Was that the one that was bi? Is bi?
I don't recall.
Anyway.
Who can never be sure?
Who can never be sure? Corey, is there anything else you want to talk about today? What did we even discuss?
I mean, we really talked about X-Pac.
No, stop. That's not
Queens,
what
the X-Pac Queens
no,
edition.
No.
Where can people find
Corey,
you?
Corey, people can find me in my house.
Oh, boo.
It's social distancing.
Great.
Still. Where can people find you?
You can find me at suckit.org.
Oh. Jesus Christ. Okay. Well, I wonder if anybody out there listened to this episode of the podcast as a first date and it went really, poorly and it was their worst first date.
Oh, okay. I was like, are people listening to podcasts on a first date?
I recently listened to a podcast on a date.
Really?
Yeah, because we went on a long drive to go to a hike, and on the way to the hike, we listened to a podcast episode about something that we were talking about. It was cute.
I had a first date where we didn't hang out in person. We just texted and both walked to the corner store by our house to get ice cream, and then texted while eating the ice cream alone in our houses.
Okay. You know, there's FaceTime now. You could just do that, too.
I mean, we really could have, but... I don't need someone to see me eat a full thing of ice cream on my first date.
Okay. That's fair. This is a safe space. What kind of ice cream? Now I just am curious.
Oh, bitch. I walked to the Walgreens in my neighborhood and I was looking for butter pecan and they didn't have it. And then I was all ready to get strawberry as a backup and they didn't have it. So I finally had to get one of those like Magnum ice creams. Mm. Have you ever had those?
No.
Bitch, you had to like squeeze the container and crack all this shell.
Oh.
It was rich.
Okay. Well.
But I don't know. I'd probably do it again.
Nice.
Still wish I had my butter pecan though.
Butter pecan to me is not a flavor I would ever really like reach for, but if it's in front of me, I
would
eat it.
I'm a grandpa.
I like it.
Does Halo Top make butter pecan?
No.
Well, there you have it.
They do not. So.
Well. All right.
Okay.
Make it work.
Have a good life. We'll see you next week. And okay. Oh, P.S. We're doing a advice episode soon. So if you guys have any questions you want to ask us for advice of, where can people send those advice questions?
You can always send your advice questions to psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
Bam. Okay, cool. Have a good life. See you never. Goodbye.
Bye.